hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
And welcome to your morning show leftover podcast, the first one of 2022.
Look at us.
Here we are in HD, if you're watching Instagram.
We fancy.
HD, but yeah, but they don't know that. Now we're in super HD.
Do you remember that time when it went from like normal 480p or whatever to everyone's like in HD?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was like, whoa. Yes. Newscaster, you look a lot different right now.
It's like when you watch like old videos like on your phone and like,
oh, they're so fuzzy.
But it's like, did I think this look clear back in the day?
Right?
Or is
this
it just like when you find like in the annals of time?
Or
you know what I mean?
Well, like when you have no service and you refuse to watch a video, he's like, I'm watching it in HD.
Yep.
I'm not watching it fuzzy.
No, what am I,
I'm not watching it funny.
my parents are Thanksgiving traditions watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Great
love
film.
That
John
movie
Candy
so
and Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until recently they got the digital versions. We used to watch in the VHS. I was like, guys. And on my parents' 20-year-old TV, I'm like, guys, we need to do something. I'm not trying to be in a time machine right now. So, welcome. Let's start right off the bat. Popcorn Riley, what are you excited about? What's going on in your life?
Well, since we finally got a little bit of snow, if it like sticks
a
tonight,
little.
Marshall is making me very, very jealous because he's out there doing donuts with Lyric on the
that looks pretty
go-kart.
Sick.
Side note, I've never actually been on the go-kart. Like, never
really?
Actually taken it for... No, because for the first year that we had it, I was pregnant.
Well, you and also drive your car like one, so...
Truth, there's that. So maybe I just don't even need to. But I want to go play in the snow with the kiddos, and then Lyric's getting his first... Not first haircut, but his first, like, real styled haircut this weekend.
That's going to be cool when he rolls it the first time.
When he what?
The go-kart's got the roll bars.
Stop!
It has the roll bars. That's what it's for.
Rolling... No. What?
That's what the top bars are for.
Oh, my God. You need to knock it off. Nope.
That's what those are called.
No. We're not rolling anything popcorn.
It's Tokyo
no.
Drift.
No. Popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Heady.
No. First of all, like, you got Tokyo. He is Tokyo Drift. I saw the video.
He does.
It's pretty sick.
Marshall does all the time.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's boring. You don't get go-karts. It's called go. It's not a stop car.
It's called no. We'll be doing no drifting.
They're wearing helmets.
I can't stop it. Popcorn hoodie.
No. Hold on. Marshall's a good driver.
Marshall's an amazing driver. Yeah, he trains other officers to drive. So I have no worries there. But I'm not speaking that ish into existence now.
No, but like he's got, I live on the edge.
Okay.
I saw a great TikTok prank yesterday where this guy's on a roller coaster and he brings a giant screw with him and pretends it came off
the
seat.
Oh, my
God. And the guy next to him's like, what's this? And then it takes off. That might
holy
be
shnikes.
The
no.
most brilliant
ooh,
thing.
Ooh, I would faint.
Or there's also like those one rides that were, it's like the slingshot where they shoots the ball up.
I don't
basically,
do those.
Where these people be doing pranks like, oh no, it's not working. And then they like go. And anyway, so
no.
Anyway, the popcorn was sent to you, Andrew.
Yes. So right now my apartment, lovely apartment.
Oh my God, not again.
Currently going through kind of a revolt almost because everyone that lives in the apartment is upset that our trash hasn't been collected, even though we're paying for that service.
Oh my God, what
every
else?
Apartment in the area has.
It's like trash valet, right?
Yeah, it's like $35 a month. And like, obviously, like Christmas, the holidays, this is before the snow, too, is like the busiest time for like trash and everyone. And
yeah,
so
the amount of boxes we had
was weird.
They haven't
picked it up in like 3 weeks. And so people just, there's been trash just piling up in
like,
the hallways of everything.
Yeah, perspective, because when we throw out our trash, it's got a bunch of duty diapers in it. So can you imagine that sitting on the curb for 3 weeks?
Cats or dogs, duties,
So wait, is your apartment, is it closed or is it open corridor? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like a hybrid. Like we have a parking garage and then we have, which has a trash chute, which is really dumb. And then we have the valet service, which is like the outer apartments.
Yeah.
So but it's like when you step out your apartment door, are you outside or are you in a hallway?
In a hallway.
Okay. Because I know Saucy's have that the valet thing too, but she was outside. Mm-hmm. But it is dumb. It's like if you're going to make me pay for it, that's like when like hotels have valet and then they make you valet. There's no choice.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times on tour. And then on checkout day, they have like two guys working. Like if you're making people valet, you should have more than two guys doing it because now we're all waiting.
Yeah.
So what's the what happens then next?
Yeah.
Andrew?
So right now, like we keep like it's fun. The community wall of our apartment is just like,
oh, those are always the best.
Every day.
These
it's like,
are
oh,
great. The drama.
And I, like, do you get the tea from the apartment today? I guess they're looking for new service, but I'm really like when we move in like May or June, like I really don't want to pay for that service anymore.
No. I had the opportunity to pay for one of those when I lived in Atlanta and it was like the chute was just down the thing.
Yeah, I'm
for
fine
me.
Walking in the chute. The funny thing is no one throws the trash in the chute. It like this is normal. They just piles up outside
there?
The chute. Yeah.
Animals.
They're weird people in my apartment, you know?
Yeah.
I really hope when you have an exit from that apartment, you either A, get a lot of money back or B, you go off.
I think
off.
We get a big deposit back.
That's no, even more than that. Because what's the, like, how many, I want to count at least six major issues you've had in that apartment. Like you had no air conditioning for a while. Didn't the door not lock or something like that?
Over break, a whole wall went out, so we couldn't use the wall.
Excuse me, what?
Electricity went out.
Whole electricity on one wall didn't work. Which
okay, so now we're counting like
suckily,
seven.
The TV wall.
God, it'd be social. Yeah. That sucks.
Darn.
Listen to more.
Wow.
My first apartment here, I was on the fourth floor. There was no elevator. Which is fine, but it was 404, but it's like double stairs, you know what I'm saying? So it was like really like the eighth floor. No trash chute either. So that means like every time you had to walk down, and walking chew is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So you had to walk him down in the morning, walk his ass back up. If he's crying, you have to go outside. He's excited. Get outside. That's not it. It was the absolute worst thing. I don't have people in New York do it.
I could never live in New York.
When my mom used to live in an apartment before she got her house, she lived right near the trash chute. It smelled horrible. Best thing, though, go to the balcony and just yeet your trash into the big dumpster below.
God, in college, we used to mess around with it, and because, you know, we had nothing else to do. Allegedly.
Uh-oh.
It's statute of limitations.
Whenever he does that smile,
allegedly, somebody... In my apartment complex, they used to have competitions to see what they could put down there, and somebody used to put bowling balls down there. Somebody.
What's wrong with you?
Wasn't me.
Okay.
I wasn't me.
Wow.
But I don't know where they got the bowling balls from, but it was like every week, it was like, let's put a bowling ball down there. And it's like,
we're going to do the 14 one.
Yeah, but it's also like, we can't see it do it. We're on the top floor. It's like, we can't see it do anything. So we just, not we, they they would just put the bowling balls down. So that is at that. Is that
all for now, Popcorn John?
I'm really considering starting Yellowstone. I think the heist and building on that, and I think enough people have convinced me to do it. I haven't started a new show in a while.
Ooh,
actually, I got in the Dark Side of the Ring, which is really good. Like,
that's good. And you can get some of them on YouTube for free, too.
Yeah, so I got Hulu just because I can watch hockey on it, and then that has some of the episodes on that. And then Man the Arena is really good, too,
the
Tom Brady documentary.
Ric Flair one. Mm-mm. The Dark Side of the Ring. It's about wrestlers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's like, the big one is the Ric Flair one, where it's like,
The plane one. It's not on there yet.
New perspective.
So that's like that one's not on. That's the one I'm like, that's not on there yet. I'm like, oh. So, but that's going to be, and this weekend, our friend Andrew Day's got a show. So I'm going to go watch him do his thing.
I want to add one more thing I'm excited about this weekend.
It's too late. It's still my popcorn.
Oh. And,
yes, Riley, what's your popcorn?
Doing your vision board. I forgot.
Yes, I'm excited too.
I don't know if you should be, because obviously you realize this is manifesting your whole life for the next year.
I manifested a baby for you, and look what happened.
Well, that's true, but that's what I'm saying. The power of manifestation is great. Watch out now.
Don't give me a baby.
I'm not going to give you a baby. I'm not stupid.
This vision now for you this year.
Now,
I mean, Hoodie, I'm open to suggestions. Is there anything you want to throw on there?
Lady.
Listen, I mean this.
Person.
Did you say ladies or
ladies? I mean, whatever he wants.
We're not going to do ladies. I ain't going to be your Tinder.
Can I just warn everybody? My happiness directly affects everybody here. If I'm cranky, everybody's going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
So you better pray I'm happy all year.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for watching the podcast.
Yeah.
You can make sure, if you miss anything, search your morning show on demand or your podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that stuff, at YMS Radio. We'll see you next time.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.